Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's a wonderful Friday evening here. We have summer in Denmark.
Oh, here too. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
What really
kind of
cool.
Weather do you have?
What?
What kind of weather do you have? We have had sunshine and now we have cloudy. And maybe some rain tonight.
It's very sunny and it's cold.
It's cold.
Yes.
So, how are we going to make this interview? I know that you have some questions. Do you want to follow your list of questions, or do you have anything else you would start with?
Yes, we are very interested in knowing some pieces of information about Denmark and
yes,
your personal life. Well, we would like to ask you what is said about Argentina in your country, if you know something.
Well, what I know about Argentina is not very much, I would say, but you know, I've met Rita and Hector here in Copenhagen.
Oh.
Last year, I think that was. So we talked a bit about Argentina. You know, it's very far from Denmark in many ways. It is. And but I found out that actually many Danish people have immigrated to live in Argentina.
Really?
About 100 years ago. That was something I wasn't really aware of, but there must be many people with Danish roots in Argentina.
Yes, too. Also from Germany, Spain.
Yes,
most
yes,
European countries.
Many European countries.
Yeah.
Have sent people to South American colonies.
Yes, between the wars, the world wars.
Yes.
What is said about Argentina in Denmark, or nothing?
Not so much.
What I know, we get meat, very good beef meat from Argentina. And now we also get some fruit. Can you imagine? Apples, yeah. And pears exported all the way from Argentina to Denmark.
Really?
I think that's surprising because we make very good fruit here ourselves.
Oh, they are expensive or?
Oh, they are about the same price. That's the terrible thing.
Yeah.
It's really surprising, and you never know where your things would come from these days. The whole market is so international.
So huge. Yeah. That's true.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
good. Because I can speak slower, I can speak faster, but I'm trying to make myself understood.
No, it's okay.
Well, we wanted to know also if there's a lot of insecurity in our country. Or
security?
Yes.
Well, yes, there have been some security issues lately. There has been some terrible problems. You know that Denmark is one of the countries supporting the U.S. Army in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yeah, I don't know that. I thought that Denmark was against the war in Iraq.
It's difficult because our government sends our soldiers to Iraq, and I have the impression that very many people like myself think that that we should leave them develop the country now and get away from this from the war, but we still have many soldiers present in Iraq and many more in Afghanistan. And that means that lately Denmark has become also a target for the terrorists. We haven't had any serious attacks here in Denmark, but the embassy in Islamabad in Pakistan, the Danish embassy, was attacked by a suicide bomber a week ago or something. So yes, there are security risks even here, although it's otherwise a quite peaceful little country.
And the society there are against the government of Bush, or they
yes.
support them?
Most people are quite a lot against. I think that many people today do not agree with our actual prime minister and his very close, apparently very close friendship with George Bush.
Oh.
It's quite embarrassing to see him. They have had a holiday together where they were, you know, posing in front of the press photographers. They went for a bike ride together. Must have made some good photo opportunities, I think.
That's interesting.
Yes, it's quite. The Danish Prime Minister is trying to get an international position, perhaps in the European Union, and we think that he should rather take care of his national obligations than traveling all over the world to make himself popular.
Mm. Here in Argentina, most people hate Bush because.
Yeah.
We don't like war, and government, the type of government that he's leading.
Yes. So we really hope for the Democrats to win the election this time. What's his name? Obama.
Obama. Yeah.
Don't you prefer Barack Obama?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in my point of view,
would you
yes.
have wanted Hillary Clinton to win this interesting fight of popularity?
Yeah, I don't know.
We've heard.
What?
That's difficult, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Very, very difficult. Between
yes.
they
we'll
have.
See.
They have two different points of view of. The thing that they are happening in their country, and
yes.
they have different things that they would like to do, and they are so different that I don't know what to think.
But now it appears like that Barack Obama has won, and that Hillary Clinton has decided to pull herself out of the campaign and join his to support his candidate. But didn't that happen just a few days ago, I think.
Well,
that was our connections to the American politics. But of course, you know, I think that I saw that 55% of the army the arms production actually happens in the American society.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, they have a huge industry.
Oh.
Which means that there is also a lot of big money involved in,
yes,
in warfare.
Yes, of course. The Americans are a big nation.
They are, and they are very powerful, both politically and economically.
Yeah.
So that's why we really, in many ways, I'm hoping for the European Union to become stronger. I used to think that we didn't want to give up too much of our national sovereignty and leave everything to the European Union. On the other hand, I can see a very important a counterweight to this US dominance of world politics if the European Union becomes stronger and more unified?
Oh, yes. Here, Argentina is, we have a huge problem between the agricultural people.
Yes?
I would like to that the president of our country gets stronger, that we can communicate between the society and the government, that it's very difficult for us, and I think that it's very important.
Yes, and you live in the city?
Yes.
So to you the agricultural parties is you're not so familiar with what's going on in the countryside, I can imagine.
No, I'm familiar because my mom and my father are agricultural engineers. So I'm in contact with that problem.
Yes. I have the impression that in Argentina the farms are very big and that they are owned by large landowners with a really huge estates. Is that true?
Yes. And also there are small owners that,
yes,
there is a problem with them because the government they make them pay high taxes and they can afford that. It's very difficult for them, but for the other ones, for the big owners, it's nothing. So that's the problem.
So they're trying to make it very difficult for the small landowners.
Yes.
Oh, that's. I think it's about the same here. Every year, the small farms will be fewer and fewer because the large landowners, they're not as big as in Argentina, because after all this is a small country, so we don't have the very large farms, but the production of meat, especially pig's meat and of milk products is very huge. You know, in a country with 5 million inhabitants, every year we produce 24 million pigs.
A lot.
Can you imagine in such a small country how much pollution this makes of manure and all the things that comes from the production of pigs?
Oh.
Also the smell, because they live in sort of indoor factories. They are kept imprisoned in huge barns, and the smell is horrible.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's new for me.
Yes.
Here in our country, people always complain about that. There are lots of protests, and the roads are blocked, so the lorries which carry the products of the countryside can be delivered to the city. So it's,
yes, is that because of strikes?
Yes,
there are a lot of riots.
Yes, I've heard that. In Denmark we have strikes too, but recently the caretakers like nurses and preschool pedagogues, we call them, and others who work in they have education, a middle long education, but they are not very well paid. So there has been a very long strike to get a they wanted a 15% raise of salary.
Yes.
I think that they have now agreed on something like 13 or 14%, but the strike has been very, very hard.
Yes, here we have the same problem with teachers. That's
The teachers have been on strike.
Ah, yes.
Is that also the university street teachers, or more the primary and secondary schools?
Both of them.
Oh, So what came out of the strike?
What
was the result of the strike? Was it a successful
no.
campaign against I mean, what was the background for the strike? Was it higher salaries or better working conditions or what?
No, not at all, because the government pays not a high salary and they can't afford their life. So, no, I don't know how to say it.
No, I think I understand.
Yeah.
So, and well, one thing that I know about Argentina is that some years ago, not many years ago, you had a terrible financial crisis.
Yeah.
And that the value of the money was suddenly it was devalued, and people had terrible problems because they couldn't get their money out of the banks, etc.
Yes, not true.
So have you and your parents also experienced this as a big problem?
Yes. We have that problem in Argentina. It was very, very huge problem, and lots of people have to live in poor conditions because they don't have money.
Yes.
They jobs, nothing.
So
terrible.
Has this become any better?
A little.
A little better.
Yeah.
Mm. And why is that? Is that because of a new government or do you have any idea?
No. They are the same.
Yes.
Well, we want to ask you if there is any common natural disaster in Denmark or...
Sometimes there are floods with a lot of water. If we have storm and rain, because this is a country of islands, so and it's rather low, so there are many coastal areas that can be flooded. But we don't have any earthquakes or We have quite hefty storms these days that are rather unusual, but they have become more frequent lately. It's like the climate changes really begin to show here.
Well, here in Argentina we only have floods and nothing else. We are lucky.
But one problem is now that we have the most sunny and dry summer for 50 years or more, so that the fields are not green. They should be very green and full of wet and other crops. But in many places. Things have just become yellow, and there will be very little harvest. So that's a very bad thing. And the rain that we had yesterday was the first rain for about 2 months.
Oh.
And that's unusual. Usually we have in the month of May is usually with a lot of rain. So that's rather bad. The soil is very, very dry.
Oh. Well,
and you know, we usually have had rather cold winters with at least some snow in periods.
Oh.
But last winter we had, I think we had 2 days of very little snow.
Oh, I have never seen snow here in Argentina.
No. In our city.
Yes, in our city.
No, but because you do have mountains, high mountains, don't you?
Yes.
In the west.
Yes, for example, in Cordoba.
And there would be snow on the high mountains, wouldn't there?
Yeah, but I have never seen.
No.
Well, another thing that we would like to know, if students can choose which subject to study in their schools.
Which subjects they study? Do you mean in primary school?
Yeah, or in secondary school.
Let's see. In primary school, they would start at the age of the 6.
Yes,
and the first
too.
Year is mostly a play school, but most of them already went to kindergarten already at a very early age. Maybe even at 1 year old they would start in kindergarten, because most parents work.
Yes.
Both parents would be working, and having a private nanny is very unusual here, because people wouldn't be able to afford to have domestics.
Yeah.
So when they come to school, well, they start learning the alphabet and the numbers, but then they will have also singing and playing together, some sports.
Yeah.
And then in second grade they will have Danish language, of course, as mm-hmm. our mother tongue.
Yes.
They will learn to read and write, to calculate math, and they would have some. Well, I don't really know when. they would have. In grade 3, they will start having history and geography, I think. And I think they have the same, more or less the same subjects.
Yeah.
that you have.
Yeah.
I think actually. Languages, of course, the first foreign language they will learn is English.
Oh.
And that's rather late. I think that's not before grade four or five. And that should be much earlier, in my opinion.
Oh.
And then in grade 6 or 7, as you can hear, it's a very long time since my own children went to school, and my grandchildren just started. So, but in grade 7, I think they can have electives. They can choose between German or French as their second foreign language. And then, when they come higher up in the school system, they can also learn, they may eventually learn Spanish if they choose to do so, or Russian, or those are the most common languages.
Well, thanks, it has been a pleasure.
that was all.
Yes. It's
okay, it was wonderful to speak with you and have this conversation about our countries, and especially about politics. It's quite interesting to hear what people think, and I think that we agree on many points there.
Yes. Well, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
I have one question for you. Are you superstitious?
No.
Yeah. Because somebody asked me, somebody from Canada asked me today if we in Denmark would be superstitious and fear a Friday the 13th.
We are afraid of the Tuesday the 13th, not Friday.
Oh. Tuesday the 13th, that's interesting.
But I'm not very afraid of that. I don't believe. But nothing happened to me in Tuesday the 13th, so.
No, I don't. I don't either. Well, so now are you going to work with the interview? And if you want me to find some pictures or something, I can do that for you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
It was nice.
We are going to write a report about the interview and our opinion.
Yeah.
And we are going to put it up in our wiki and the blog.
And we will invite you to see it.
Fine. Well,
thanks.
Goodbye and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.